The South Sudan Pilots Association have elected new executive to head the association. This morning, joining me here in the studio is the new chairman and the secretary of the newly formed executive, Mr. Dau Majak Ayom and Samson Ohide Lomoro. Good morning and welcome. It's good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Great. Just briefly, tell us about the South Sudan Pilots Association. When was it founded and what's the aim of this association?
Well, it was founded in 2019. Mm-hmm. That's the time we registered, October. And we were to do the launching in 2020. And we lost one of our colleagues. So we just put it on the hold with the pandemic as well. So we waited for the right time to launch it officially, which we did last Saturday with Her Excellency Mama Nyandeng, and Minister of Transport.
Okay, so the South Sudan Pilots Association was launched. This is just last Saturday.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us, why do you think you needed, you know, a reason to have an association in the first place? What is the association all about?
Well, the association is literally all about the pilots, the local pilots. And in every region, they have a pilot union or pilot association, rather. This will help us to scatter for jobs because we have a lot of pilots who finish and they don't get jobs. So literally, the association is the voice of these pilots and will also push the civil aviation on the safety aspect as well. So this is why we have the association.
We'll talk about the safety aspect later on, but this association consists of both those who are working, employed right now, and those who just graduated as pilots, but they are not working. Is that right?
Yes. All right. Well, it's a professional association. So once you finish from school and you want to join, you can join the association. And the role of the association is to make sure that all these pilots that finish and they don't get jobs, they must work.
Yes, and how many are you at the moment? How many members are there in this association?
Yeah, in this association at the moment we have 80 of us.
18?
Yes.
And these are all South Sudanese pilots?
All South Sudanese pilots.
Oh, that's really good to know. Yes, Samson, briefly tell us about, you know, as a pilot, I see you putting on your pilot uniform, of course, and that's great. First, tell us about your work.
Thank you, Mr. FM. Like my chairman said it clearly that the Pilot Association was formed as a result of us finding ourselves in a group, sharing the common challenges. And you look at that, alone you cannot actually complain for yourself, but for the rest I think it, everyone can listen. And with that we said in aviation, as you know, even everywhere where you're working, it is not always that when you finish you get a job. No. It is after you go through a lot, that's when you start saying that no, we better do this. So now, as the association was formed and is here with a clear objective, clear define, that all the pilot, as you know, we all train not with less than $45,000 or $50,000. And if you multiply this number of 80 with the $50,000, I don't know, we have taken a lot of money from the country.
Indeed.
But we never put back the money to the country. Okay.
All right. We'll talk about more about the association, but I would like really to talk about the profession itself and the one that you right now, of course, doing. Many children, many of them, their dreams is always to be like a pilot. If you ask out of 10 children, probably 5 will say, I want to be a pilot. Did you have that dream when you were growing up, or you just found yourself there?
As you know, for me, in fact, I joined aviation as a result. It was a choice for me, because if I never chose to be a pilot, then I was like, who else could choose for me? But later on, I found out there were many with the same idea of joining aviation.
The same dream.
And in fact, when I was in school, as you know, by then the situation was so bad. Normally, we hear that when you would like to become a pilot, there's a lot of money to be paid. Mm-hmm. And maybe, of course, like we took ourselves, like we were Africans, we were not able to do it. But later on, we discovered we were even better than others.
Indeed.
Okay?
Great.
And I do encourage others who would inspire yourself to become a pilot that this thing is doable, by the way.
All right.
And
that's great. All. Yes, Chairman, you'd like to add on that?
Yes, well, being a pilot is a very good career. And sometimes when you get job after you finish, it's also, mm-hmm. there are days when it's stressful.
Indeed.
Yeah. But it's a very wonderful career. And, well, for me, my dad used to work with SRRC, mm-hmm. those back in the days. Mm-hmm. And he used to have a colleague who was a pilot. He normally come from Lokshokyo.
Mm-hmm.
That time we were based in Akut, mm-hmm. in Rumbek.
Okay.
Yeah. So he used to come and he will put me in the aircraft, and as he is busy doing his other things.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, I start developing this.
The interest.
Yeah. Like one day I want to be like this guy.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, as pilots in South Sudan, of course, you formed an association. Basically, the association is to address some issues, of course. So what are some of the challenges that you are going through as pilots that you like this association to address?
Well, the challenges that we're going through now, first of all, to get job, that's number one priority, the mm-hmm. primary target. Number two is the safety and the security of these pilots and the mm-hmm. public as well. Because, as you remember, some 2018 or 20, from 2015 to 2019,
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of pilots being detained and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And these pilots that are being detained are pilots who deliver goods.
Mm-hmm.
So we appeal to the government that these are goodwill people. Because imagine they are delivering medicine to your area,
mm-hmm.
and you have one or two people deciding to say, hey, you must give us this money or we'll not release you.
Mm-hmm.
The whole village will suffer. So this is another part where security comes in, and security start with the pilot.
Okay.
And also here at the airport as well, there are other security standards that we don't meet. And I know you've been traveling abroad, and there are standards and safety standards that we don't meet as a South Sudan mm-hmm. aviation industry. Mm-hmm. So for us, we the pilots, we have been exposed to this, we know this, and we want to work hand in hand with the civil aviation so that we can have a better standard. Yeah.
All right. Yes, Mr. Samson, let's talk to you briefly. As your chairman did mention, that one of the biggest challenges is unemployment. Someone can graduate, get his papers, he's an expert, but he's not employed. Why? Why is there an unemployment within the aviation sector? Is it because there are few planes, or is it because people prefer other foreigners and don't trust South Sudanese pilots? What's the reason? Why is there unemployment in the sector?
That's a very nice question. But let's talk about specifically that South Sudan is a new country, mm-hmm. and with aviation, does not compromise that South Sudan is qualified to give license. We know that,
mm-hmm.
that all of us, we train from outside. We all hold foreign licenses, including even planes which are operating here. We do have their licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And even perform even better than others whom we are seeing also flying here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here comes the question. Some companies, they do have policies where it comes in the issue of insurances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They said, our insurance policy said you should have certain hours.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say each and every pilot graduate from flying school with more than 200 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from there, maybe you can join a company whereby you'll be only just flying for the sake of building the hours. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask for payment. Okay? But if you're not given neither even flying hours nor even paid, and again, recently one of our colleagues who crashed
mm-hmm.
has not been compensated. Okay? These are some of the things. Some of us here, there were some of us that you can join. But later we discovered that if you're going to crash on a plane, then you're not going to be compensated. Mm-hmm. So we decided to say no. Association should step in there to say no. No any other pilot is going to jump on a plane. And that tomorrow, if anything happens, that's number one. You're not going to be compensated. Number two, they may end up even blaming on a pilot that you have jumped on that plane, and yet you have not been officially what? Or maybe you ain't guaranteed that you're supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, blame's always there. You may find out maybe a captain who made a mistake, but you will blame on the pilot. You'll be like a fifth tire on the car. You know, a car has four tires, but that fifth tire. Exactly. Okay.
So basically what you're saying is that the working conditions or the contracts given to some of these pilots are not really favorable, because you're given, you will be, of course, flying, and if anything happens to you, there's no insurance whatsoever for you and your family.
That's correct. And again, let me make this before we read that one. The contracts, normally, like we said, the association is not going to be the voice. And it should be the voice. Mm-hmm. And companies, they come from out here. And this is a country, by the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yes. Where they come from, they have regulations. And also here, in the country, we have regulations. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? And what we need from the side of the government is that these pilots are ours, and we train them, okay? And now, if it comes to work, we need to have almost like, we're in a position of, how do you call it, capacity building. We give you maybe a captain from one side, and a first officer should be from the other side, mm-hmm. okay? And we're not here to ask much, okay? But with time, maybe we'll ask much. Mm-hmm. Number two also is that the companies here, sometimes they prefer to fly one crew. Okay? Mm-hmm. But this is a serious thing, by the way. Okay? That's why other pilots are redundant. They're not flying just because there's no law that's following this. Okay? Otherwise, these pilots, they're going to be employed. But the good thing is that we form association. This association is going to be everything to us. When you believe in that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Now let's talk about the issue of safety, Mr. Chairman. Just recently, as you did mention earlier, we've witnessed quite a number of pilots who have as well died in plane crashes around the country. What is the level of safety when it comes to, you know, the South Sudan aviation space? How safe do you feel when you're flying?
Well, not really, because in recent years, we have terrible records of safety. Mm-hmm. We have crashes, and this could have been prevented in one way or another. So the level of safety is below standard. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's really not allowed to have such standard in aviation industry. Mm-hmm. Because when we talk of civil aviation, this is the mother of regulators. Mm-hmm. And whatever you do in aviation industry, number one is safety, number two is safety, number one is safety, mm-hmm. after number 10 or whichever, it's mm-hmm. all about safety. Mm-hmm. And these safeties are not put in forced. Like, for example, I'm an operator and you are a pilot. Mm-hmm. And I'll come, hey, you have to carry this 3 tons, and the aircraft is satisfied for only 2 ton or mm-hmm. 2.5 ton. And at the end of the day, the aircraft will not take off with this, mm-hmm. and you will end up crashing. So in the passenger side, it has really improved, and I'm impressed with that. Mm-hmm. But this is also based on the operators, because you don't want to lose first of all, you don't want to lose your aircraft, because mm-hmm. these aircraft are multi-million, yeah. and you insure them highly. And now any insurance in South Sudan is way higher mm-hmm. than the rest of the countries because of the risk.
Yes.
So the safety is below standard, and I hope civil aviation will really work hard on this, because as a regulator, mm-hmm. you are the one to dictate what should be carried mm-hmm. and what should not be carried.
Great. Yes, and now as we wrap up this conversation, just briefly, as an association now, what could you like to see done? What are your calls to both the civil aviation, to the government, and to the, you know, passengers and everyone? What are your calls and what are your messages that you would like to send? Let's begin with you, Samson.
Well, thank you. Number one, with the issue, like my chairman said, the side of the safety. First of all, let's begin with the giving clearance to the plane to operate in this country. Would speak the side of inspectors. You know, in aviation is not like any other department. Aviation is so technical in a way that when you're signing a document, you must know that you are the right person to sign the document. Because if anything is going to happen, the investigation will come in why you'll be called to come identify yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay? The pilots, are their license all renewed? Are their medical certificate up to date? The people involved, the dispatch on the ground, have they checked the weight bill of the plane? Have they known the manifest of people who are on board? And what are they carrying? Number two also, by the way, I never mentioned something, mm-hmm. that when we're talking about the employing local pilot, also in everywhere you go, and it is also good to have a local pilot on board, because in case of any technical problem up there, you can be able to help to talk to your people in local language where they can be able to understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, that please, we are experiencing this, and in case of any emergency or landing on water, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Not everyone listens English, by the way. Mm-hmm. Listening. Okay, so we have been out there, we have been two different countries where the local language also, before we depart, we give chance to people to explain things in local language. Okay. Right. This is a separate side of the event.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. And Mr. Dao, what will be your message?
Well, my message specifically to the civil aviation is, you know, we need this standard. We involve ICAO. We get help from CASOVA so that we can have our registration mark. Once we have our registration mark, all these pilots, all these engineers, all these cabin crew, they will get jobs, because we have a quite number of engineers as well and the cabin crew on the other side. So the registration mark is what will help us, because all of us are based on foreign licenses. Mm-hmm. Number two is the Minister of Transport is really cooperating and is trying his best to help everyone, especially the civil aviation and the pilot association as well. Mm-hmm. So with that support, if the government support him as well, I'm sure in the next 2-3 years we can have our own registration mark. And this is the only thing that will help us.
All right. Mr. Dao Majak and Mr. Samson Ohide, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.